Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's your girl Kat, and welcome back to another edition of Let's Talk About It. Well, dolls, it's been a very hectic, very busy week, and that leads me to the topic of this week's show. So those of you who know me know that I just relocated a couple days ago. I relocated from the D.C. suburbs in Maryland to Tucson, Arizona. And the weather here is gorgeous. It's a wonderful change. I've always loved Arizona. I've lived here before, not in Tucson. I lived outside of Phoenix many, many years ago. And this has always been home for me. So it's a welcome change. I'm glad to be back. It's absolutely phenomenal. But making this decision to make this change was not an easy one. It was very stressful. Preparing for the move was probably the most stressful thing that I've ever done, which made me think about what today's topic is. The topic is moving on, and are you prepared to change direction in order to improve your life? There's oftentimes in life when a change is necessary, whether it's in your job, whether it's your choice of careers, whether it's in your relationship, in your geographical location, if you're changing homes, or just changing who you are. There's oftentimes that we come to that crossroads where, do I stay on this same path or do I make a change, try to change directions? What prompted the change for me was a forced change in lifestyle. And what I mean by that is for 16 years, I've worked for one telecom company, was extremely successful in what I did, very well, highly regarded. And then one day last March, they called me and said, due to the current reorganization, your position has been eliminated. So in a matter of seconds, I went from being a second-level manager with a six-figure income to being unemployed. This is the first time in my adult life that I had ever been unemployed. Didn't know the process, didn't know what it was like. I hadn't applied for a job in more than 25 years. Normally, what happened in my life is people recruited me, and I was very well-known in the community as far as what I do, and I'm very highly regarded. So people sought me out, thought that I would be an asset to their team, an asset to their business, and I was extremely good at building a brand. In doing this, it means a lot of sacrifice. It means that you don't spend the quality time that you should with your children. It means that you don't have quality time for yourself because you're busy fulfilling someone else's dream. You know, it's crazy that it wasn't until I reached a point that I was unemployed that I even recognized that to be true, but unfortunately it is. You want to be good at what you do, and I'm a highly competitive person. Being good was never good enough. I always wanted to be the best at what I did. So I gave 200% to whatever endeavor I was working on, to whatever task I was given, and it showed. It showed in the type of results that I generated. As a sales manager, at one point, my goal, or my quotas, as they call it, I had to generate $8 million in new business a month for this company. And not only did I exceed that, you know, not only did I hit that goal, I exceeded it. And it would be great if I got a portion of that money, but, you know, you do get a great paycheck. You get good commission bonuses every month. My commission bonuses were in the five-digit range. So, yeah, I made excellent money, but what good is the money if you don't really have quality of life? So many people say, oh, if I could only make more money, if I could only have this, if I had more money, I would do that. Well, that's not necessarily true. Yes, there are a lot of things that you may now be able to afford to do that you could not do prior, but also there's a lot of other obligations that come along with it. There are the tax ramifications. You're put into a totally different tax bracket. So even though you're making more money on the gross side, you actually may end up taking home less money because you're in a completely different tax bracket. There's also more expectations and responsibilities that's put upon you in order to maintain the level of income that you've come to. And with more possessions becomes more responsibilities. You know, if you get that nicer car, that fancier car, well, the maintenance on it is going to cost quite a bit more than what you may be used to. It's the same thing if you get that bigger house. Now you got a bigger electric bill, you have a higher mortgage, you have more tax, property taxes is a lot higher. So there's a lot of trade-offs. Some are definitely worth it. Others, in the whole big scheme of things, not really so much. So we have to be aware of what is the real cause of success. And I'm actually going to talk more about that in the upcoming program, you know, because there's a lot involved with that. So I get the notice that my job has been eliminated. I have 30 days to find another job within the company or to be off payroll. And let's face it, finding another job within the company is not happening because, one, we have a job freeze, and, two, all departments are laying off at this time. So, in essence, you have 30 days to be off payroll. It took me a few days to really wrap my head around what happened. You know, it was a kick in the gut. It hurt. I didn't let them see that, but it definitely hurt. Over those 30 days, I took assessment of what are my next steps? What do I do next? You know, I had to put together a resume, something I hadn't done in many, many, many years. But I had to put together a resume. I had to figure out what opportunities were there for me. But more importantly, what direction did I want to take? This scenario made me realize that I had given control of my life to someone else. Someone else dictated whether or not I had an income. Someone else dictated what time I got up in the morning, what time I put, you know, what hours were put in at work, what time I went to bed at night, when I could go see my family because, you know, those who know me, no, I didn't have family in Maryland. So this someone else dictated my ability to see and spend time with my family. And it got to the point where, because I have grandchildren, my youngest grandson living here in Arizona, I would come out several times a year to visit with my family. And then, even though I'm using my vacation time, I have 5 weeks a year vacation, even though I'm on my vacation time, it got to a point where my boss is telling me, oh, well, when you're on vacation, you need to take your laptop and your work phone with you so that I can be in touch with you. Well, if I'm doing that, then that's not necessarily a vacation. It means I'm working remotely. And this happened more and more. And when I said, you know what, no, that's not going to happen. My vacation time is my personal time, and I will be out of touch. And that, when I saw that that became an issue with her, you know, I went on to a different department within the company, but I'm realizing this is commonplace. People really believe that they have a dictatorship over your life. That's not the life I wanted to live anymore. Regardless of how much money I was making, that was not the life I wanted to live. So when
the job loss came, in reality, it was a blessing. It took me a moment to realize that, and it was really closer to the end of those 30 days that I came to that realization. And I came to that understanding when they actually called me and said, hey, we need you to train some people to do what it is that you do. Can you stay with the company another 30 days? You know, my initial reaction is like, dude, are you kidding me? You said my position has been eliminated, but yet you want me to train someone else to do what you said I'm no longer needed to do. That's when the light bulb went off. You know, this company that I revered, this company that I gave so much of myself to, even when I didn't have anything else to give, you know, working when I'm sick, working when I'm injured, working when I was supposed to be on vacation, working through lunch. I don't even know what it's like to take a break or a lunch break, you know, when I'm working. So given so much of myself to people who you realize don't give a damn about you, it changes your view, it changes your perspective on what it is that you're willing to do for others and what it is that you're willing to do to earn a living. Now, one of the things that I call my passion is writing. I actually have two passions. My number one passion is writing. I am an author. I have a couple of books that I've penned. We're working on publishing at this time. But I put all of that aside because I wasn't working. I was too busy to write. I was too busy making money for other people to figure out how to make money for myself. And that to me, now that I've awakened from the employment slumber, that to me is the most asinine thing I could have ever done. We have to learn how to be self-sufficient. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves. We cannot rely on other people for our happiness, for our well-being. We can't allow other people to substantiate who we are. So that goes beyond relationships. I say that all the time about relationships, but that goes well beyond relationships. It goes into how do you earn your living? Now, I know a lot of people are shaking their heads and saying, well, I need to work. I have a family to raise, and I need. Yes, you need to work. But do you understand that you are just as valuable to them as they are to you? You need them in order to provide the money that you need to survive on, to keep a roof over your head, to keep food on the table, to pay for your lifestyle. Yes, you need them for that. However, without you, the job doesn't get done. See, it's a two-way street. It's a give and a take. You are the yin to their yang. And it's up to you to make sure that they understand that. Now, that, I'm not telling you to go into work and be Millicent Betty. No, I'm not. I'm telling you to go to work and do the best job that you can so they appreciate who you are and they see your value. And anybody, I don't care who it is, anybody who does not see your value is not worthy of your time. That's what I'm telling you. If you're working for a company that does not see your value, there are plenty of other companies out there that will. So getting back to my journey over the last year, I took some time off for self-discovery to figure out who I am and what is important to me, realizing my passion for writing, also realizing my second passion, which is helping people. I love helping people. I love talking to people. I love learning people. That's just a major part of who I am. even during my times at work, as a team leader, you have people that are going through so many different types of crises in their lives on a personal level, and they found it comfortable to talk to me because I don't believe in judgment. There's nothing about me that feels the need or would feel justified in judging anybody for anything that they're going through, anything that they've done, anything that they're contemplating. I mean, I have so many imperfections within myself. Lightning would strike me dead if I were to think about standing in judgment of anybody else. But because I have made mistakes in life, because I have learned lessons, because I have been hurt and rejected and bullied and loved, it's easy to talk to people and help guide them to avoid the landmines that I've already stepped on. So realizing how important this is to me and how passionate I am about people, I decided that this is a way for me to establish my own sense of well-being, to establish my generate my own source of income. And I got my certification as a life coach and relationship expert. Got clients right away. Some of the people that I formerly worked with were going through a lot of things. Like I said, the company is reorganizing. Therefore, it is laying off a lot of people. People are scared. They don't know what to do. They want to talk about it. They definitely want to talk to people that understand their situation and how, you know, how it's going. So they talk to me and I listen and, you know, give pointers based on what I know now. Let me give a disclaimer. Do I know everything? Absolutely not. But I can tell you everything I do know. And I don't try to say, oh, well, this is what you need to do with that. No, I listen. We have a discussion. I help you figure out. That's it. I help you sort through the details so that you can make the best decision for you. And I'm a firm believer in each one teach one. So that's really what my practice is built upon, each one teach one. Being there, listening, helping, supporting. We need to build each other up, not tear each other down. We have way too much of that. And I'm a firm believer, and I post all the time, that you have to be the change that you want to see. If you're not happy with a certain situation, you're not happy with how things are going in your life, in your community, in your neighborhood, on your job, you have to be the change. So if I can help change or better the life of one person, then I've had a successful life. I've had a successful practice. So that's where I am now. I'm working on building my practice. I'm getting back into writing. Hopefully you will see one or two of my books on their shelves in the very near future. Buy them. Shameless plug. But it takes time. It takes thought. It takes effort to prepare yourself to move on, to change direction. We get into a comfort zone. We get into a pattern. We get into a habit. But it takes time to change that direction. It takes time to change that thought process. For me, the idea of moving, even though I don't have family in Maryland, I have so many friends who have become closer than blood relatives. I have so many wonderful, wonderful people that I've met along the way that it was hard to even think about, you know, not seeing them every day. But we can see them on modern technology, you know, have Skype We have FaceTime. I can see them. I can talk to them. Everything is good. But change can be such a scary process. Even if you're in a bad relationship, the idea of leaving it for something else is scary. What if I get out of this and into something worse? And then a lot of people have a hard time with being alone. So it's change. It's scary. But it's okay. See, we have to endure the uncomfortable to get to the good, to get to what is comfortable, to get to where we need to be. For me, I have spent almost a year trying to find a job in the D.C. area, Maryland, D.C., Northern Virginia. And with all of my experience, with my background, with my successes, I'm hearing that I'm overqualified. If I hear that word one more time, you're overqualified. That makes absolutely no sense to me. You know, and then you have those who are willing to hire, but at a ridiculously low pay rate. And when looking for walking in fresh off the street at six figures a year, no. But I'm also not looking to work for free. That's not going to happen. And, yes, I did have two companies that literally wanted me to work for free. Have you lost your mind? See, this whole intern thing may work for some people, but I'm so far past that. It's not funny. Absolutely not. And it made me think about, are you willing to spend all that time and effort building somebody else's brand instead of building your own? So I learned how to focus on me. I learned how to focus on building my brand. And I took the first step in doing what I said I always wanted to do, and that was to move here to Arizona. And the crazy thing is, I've only been here for a few days. Like, I moved here over the weekend, and today is Wednesday. Monday, I started putting in some job applications, and today is Wednesday, and I've already had two very good job offers and another communications company that wants me to come in for an interview. So don't be reluctant. Don't be reluctant to change. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Get out there. But don't wait for change to be forced upon you. Do self-assessments on a regular basis. Are you willing? Are you ready to move on from where you are? Even if things are going good, never put yourself in a position where you just stagnate. Because we get comfortable, we get complacent because everything is good. And then all of a sudden, your world turns upside down. And it's like, oh my God, now what do I do? Always have a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D. Believe in yourself. Most importantly, believe in God. And regardless of what happens, you're going to be okay. Remember, through the darkest of storms, the sun always comes back up. So that's my show for today. Thanks for listening. And until next time, I'll be talking to you. This is your girl, Kat. And let's talk about it. Bye-bye.